take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
To better understand the current state of modern-day media manipulation, we must first look at the father of propaganda, Edward Bernays. His influence on the 20th century rivaled that of his uncles, Sigmund Freud, as Bernays pioneered the idea of crowd psychology with Freud's psychoanalytical ideas in what would become a new political ideal on how to control the masses. In his 1928 book, Propaganda, Bernays wrote, "If we understand the mechanisms and motives of the group mind, it is now possible
to control and regiment the masses according to our will without them knowing it."
He called it the engineering of consent and proposed that those who manipulate
this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country.
It was Bernays who introduced the corporate giants to crowd psychology methods and polished techniques to manipulate society. He convinced the population to buy on impulse things they didn't even need by linking mass-produced goods to their own unconscious desires. The tobacco industry hired Bernays to persuade women to take up smoking. And the Alcoa Aluminum Company asked him to drive the campaign for the national fluoridation of our water supply. A consumerist culture was born, and the U.S. government took notice. In addition to famous corporate giants, Bernays also began working for the federal government. They adopted his technique of manufacturing ever-present dangers and then maintaining a constant state of fear to give those in power greater control of what Bernays called the mass mind.
Edward Bernays, who's the father of modern advertising and propaganda, he literally wrote the book Propaganda. Joseph Goebbels, on record, the Nazi propaganda minister, used a lot of his information and twisted it to his own designs. Bernays was the chief psychological warfare expert for more than 20 years, advising the Department of War. He advised them to call it defense. Don't be honest anymore. Call it the Department of Defense because you're actually going to run giant imperial slaughter operations.
Smithing and do all kinds of
things.
You
even sell guns.
We even.
The rabble slave with a weapon. Disarm him. Get the guards. Disarm him immediately. Whereas one of the slaves has a weapon. Crazy along.
I want to be crazy. Crazy like Alex Jones. And yet have an exception without presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. I went looking one day on the internet just to see what I could find. When I heard this talk show maniac just proudly speaking his mind. It was really wild, but the more I heard, it made a whole lot of sense to me. I want to thank you, Alex, for opening my eyes. Blind to see. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones. And you have enough gumption without a presumption to know what's going on. Then I can throw bananas at the global clowns and hear aristocratic moans. I want to be crazy, crazy like Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
War with Iran and a, quote, U.S. strike, that means a banker strike through our military against Syria after they've sent in al-Qaeda to destabilize the country. It is crazy the amount of off-the-chart news and information that we're going to be covering here on this Tuesday, 21st day of August, 2012, worldwide broadcast. And we are going to, again, be here for the next 3 hours. Here is the news that we have in front of us. Netanyahu determined to attack Iran before U.S. elections, claims Israel's Channel 10. TV reporter adds, I doubt Obama could say anything that would convince the prime minister to delay a possible attack. Continuing, war with Iran appears more imminent. New American Magazine. WorldNet Daily, When Israel Strikes Iran in October, by Joseph Farah. BBC, Obama warns Syria, chemical weapons use may spark U.S. action. What have we been saying for a month? They're going to have a false flag claiming Syria used chemical weapons. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, our criminal government, run by foreign banks, publicly runs Al-Qaeda. There's an article by Tony Cartolucci up at Infowars.com with that. U.S. desperation services in Syria. But I don't say U.S. We're a proxy state that is used by the globalists who are busy destroying all nation states as fast as they can. So that is just some of what is coming up. Again, Global Research, Professor Chasadosky, Israel's war plans to attack Iran before the U.S. election. It's just coming out of all these sources. We're going to be breaking it all down today. Also, Russia, China warn West against Syrian intervention, saying it would violate international law. And saying that they're not going to stand by and watch that happen. You know, the Russia and China have vetoed. And again, it's not that I'm siding with Russia and China. My government's gone. It was captured by foreign banks who brag that they've captured the country. But it is the bankers through the United States, Western Europe, England, NATO, that are menacing and sending in proxy jihadis, Al-Qaeda, Wahhabist, murdering the Christians, the Jews, the Alawite Muslims. I mean, it's incredible. It's so off the chart immoral. And the prostitute corporatist media plays off the ignorance of the American people and others. And is like, yeah, we gotta go into Libya and Syria because Al-Qaeda. They actually say because Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, Gaddafi's with Al-Qaeda, Assad's with Al-Qaeda. I mean, that's how dumb they think you are. Like when Bush said that Sunnis were Shiites. And Mohammad Karzai said, no, no, sir, they're two different groups. And he said, no, they're not. It wasn't that Bush was wrong. He wasn't making a mistake. He was throwing it in everyone's face, flaunting it, destroying reality, poking holes in it. The world economy is being imploded by design to establish the global corporate banking monopoly government. The New World Order, Agenda 21. And I told you, when they try to put the capstone on the pyramid, they're going to launch giant wars. Biggins. And that's what they've got the martial law ready for, is the wars and the collapse and all of it. And they're going to tell the public, just do what you're told during the crisis. And when order is restored, everything will be okay. But that's not the case. And I hope there's ways to back this off. But you see everything converging. The election, these conflicts, these larger wars, the world lining up, squaring off, all of this. So the Russians are their own corrupt system. The Chinese are more merged with the globalists, but it's kind of a Mexican standoff there where both sides are balancing, you know, against each other. But basically it's globalists who just opportunistically are playing all of these different factions off against each other, and they win out of the chaos, and they get to pose as the saviors. And their puppet minions get higher approval ratings once this happens and can take liberties. And then they can stage terror attacks or open the door for people to attack and then use that to crack down on the general public. I told you over a decade ago they'd shift from Al-Qaeda to conservatives, libertarians, gun owners, veterans. And you saw it then come out in the government documents. I told you the Army would start claiming, because it was in ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center propaganda, and some of their fronts were putting it out, that the Tea Party was going to link up with Al-Qaeda. That's now in major Army training battle plan scenarios. Yes, they say that in North Carolina, the Tea Party is going to radicalize and merge with Al-Qaeda. And illegal aliens. I forgot that part. I mean, that's like saying that the lamb will lie down with the lion. I mean, it's like saying Superman is Lex Luthor. I mean, it is Lex Luthor, whatever his name is. It is so ridiculous. Ridiculous. But this is what they're going to do. And more, it looks like they're getting ready to pull the trigger on this. I hope we can back them off. And there still may be a miracle. But I want to hear from all of you on this topic. Do you think everything's going to be okay? Do you think this is all just more saber rattling, which I hope it is? You know, they had three different Joint Chiefs of Staff chairmen, two different heads of CENTCOM basically resign in the last decade over not wanting to go to war with Iran. There's been a lot of people have held back this madness. They've had Mossad chiefs resign or fired over it. They've had the head of the IDF say it's not a good idea. I mean, you know it's bad when even the hawks in Israel don't want to do this. Because it'll be bad for Israel, but it'll be good for the New World Order. You better believe this crisis is going to hurt every nation state. Iran, Israel, Lebanon, the United States, Europe, everywhere. This will be used as the political cover. They always do this, World War I, World War II, at the beginning of or right at the end of an economic crash. This is what you have. You have the imploding economy, the looting, and then a war. Collapse and war, or war and collapse. They all circle each other. Birds of a feather fly together. So I want to hear from you on this subject, you know, quick and fast, and you know, your take, where you think we're going, what all these giant preparations, the billion, 400 million rounds of ammo, the armored pillboxes, the army manuals for re-education camps. I mean, wow. And they set the precedent. Well, I've seen it at UT lectures where the former CIA director Woolsey says, we'll put all the Muslims in camps. Lay all Muslims in America in camps. And a lot of people are like, yeah, that sounds good. It's going to be you that's in that camp. You wearing the John Deere hat, listening in Alabama right now. You, Hank Williams Jr. You are the target of this. And they use tribalism, your ancient ingrained tribalism of, oh, there's a foreigner that doesn't look like me. Arr, let me growl, because instinctively the threat humans have always faced is the tribe from over the hill or from across the sea that comes and usurps you. I understand it. I get the primitive systems. People like who looks like them, who smells like them, who talks like them. That's just culture. That's what humans are. We're tribalist, period. And the globalists manipulate that. That's what divide and conquer is. A bunch of tribes fighting with each other. Instead of having a tribe that is for liberty and justice and human equity and freedom and creativity and the rule of law and science and honor and loving God and not having these churches superimpose themselves in front of it. That's what we're talking about here. And we've got to decide whether we want good or evil. Because no one can deny the world is hurtling towards disaster. There's already disaster worldwide, starvation, death, exploding food prices, riots. We live in a tiny island that even though it's began to sink, is still the highest point in the world, other than Switzerland. We live on an island here in the United States, in Canada, in places like Scotland, places like even areas of Ireland, places like Switzerland. We live in islands of good, strong, common law, common sense culture. And all around us is absolute bedlam intensifying. And the globalists want to take America out in the final equation and bring in a tyranny here. And to do that, they want to start a civil war in this country. They plan to train the police and military and hype them up and teach them that their main enemy, like training an attack dog, is gun-owning libertarian conservatives. That's why they seize on every cop killing, even though they're rare. They search their computer files of even associates of the reported killers, this case in Louisiana. And then they find one of them who's visited my website and come out with the headlines, the ADL yesterday, Alex Jones. Alex Jones. You know, these guys loved Alex Jones. Why is that? Because the globalists understand that I'm aware of their game plan, and they hope that you don't catch on to it. They want to get a civil war going between the police, the military, and the citizens, which will chew up the police and military and further radicalize them into a real terrorist force. Then they'll get out the old guard, bring in the new guard with mercenaries and foreigners they train for in NLE09, you name it. We're going to be breaking that down today. But first, I want your take on what I've said here, and I'll get into some of the incredible geopolitical developments as well. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, prisonplanet.com. We got some big announcements today as well. Very important transmission. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. and we will go to your phone calls directly. Is it going to be World War III? Financial collapse?
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense. Yeah. Freedom came my way one day, and I started out of town, yeah. All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff Dunn Brown.
The globalist orchestrated the buildup to World War I to destroy the old order in Europe and bring in this corporatist British Empire model through corporate governance. They've written books on it. Carol Quigley's written about it. They brag about it. They engineered World War II. Hitler didn't work for them, but they funded him. They psychologically profiled him. They set him up. They gave him the funding and then knocked him down after he wrecked Europe, just like they funded the Soviets. The people running our government created Al-Qaeda. They created the Russian Soviet. They created the Nazis. They are the eugenicists. They are the full-spectrum dominance science guild who cold-bloodedly see us as like rats or bacteria in a petri dish. That's how they describe us. Well, I don't like it. And I had a caller yesterday who said, what is the point of debating Romney and Obama and who's the lesser of two evils when they're chemtrailing us, when the GMO, when the cancer rates are exploding? And it's true. The reality is so much more wild than even debating whatever the news is. But let me tell you something. War is a big deal because that's what they bring in to sell giant change. And the fact that it looks like the light is going green again, it went green last year for a little while, but there were a lot of news reports coming out that it was made up news stories, that the Iranians were going to attack the Saudi embassy and all that, and it got backed off again. But believe me, if there is an opposition to this Iran strike and going into Syria, I told you 6 months ago they'd start calling for boots on the ground and bombing. Now they are. Told you what would happen in Libya. People are like, oh, they're not going to bomb. Oh, they're not going to invade. What happened? I mean, this is a big globalist move. And remember, they hate all sovereign nations. What, good, bad, ugly, indifferent. Assad, Iran, U.S. The globalists are busy using us to destroy their enemies while they enslave us. And nothing is better than a war. So we need to not have a civil war with the police and military. We do not need, at the drop of a hat, in my view, if the police show up at your house, shoot them. We do not need to do that. We do not need to go into war mode. And look, the globalists have pushed people into this. I would tell the police, too. I would back off. I mean, we just do not need to have this happen. We need cooler minds to prevail here. Let's go to your calls, as I promised. Bob in Michigan, first caller. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
I really think you've hit the nail on the head here, certainly. You and a lot of other talk show people have really done a good job in exposing this, and keep doing that, because that they don't like the light of day. They don't like the truth like Ron Paul is giving us. I think our best export from this country, honestly, is our Constitution. And working together as a people, no matter where you're from. I'm only the second generation for off the boat, Ellis Island, you know, the whole thing. My mother was in a industrial town in the Midwest when she grew up during World War II. You know, she had stuff thrown at her and things like that. And they were, you know, looked like everybody else. But after the war, of course, they were, you know, their big buddies. They were always good citizens. They were always law-abiding, hard-working people. But I really think our biggest ace card here to play is the freedom, our background, and our history of tolerance. You know, some people may call that Christian ethics, so be it. But that doesn't mean that it's just for a small group of people. These people, no matter where they're from, rolling up their sleeves, getting with the program, and helping with this is going to be our answer. I couldn't agree with you more. The last thing we need is trouble. That's what they want. That'll give more excuses to go in and hurt people, destroy infrastructure, and all kinds of things we don't want. We have lots of countries overseas right now that are still recovering from war and having a bad time.
Absolutely. The globalists use our money and our blood to go wreck countries and then put worse people in, and then our tax money pays to rebuild it with strings attached, with new ruling classes dominating and oppressing those countries. And I don't want that done in my name. Key information in your calls and a ton of news and a special guest all coming up. We're going right to your calls on the other side. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up at the bottom of the next hour, I am going to premiere to everybody the new cover of the inaugural edition of the InfoWars newspaper / magazine. It's really a newspaper, but it's magazine format. That's white, you know, high-quality magazine-type paper. But it's the information that is important and powerful. Paul Watson, in the next 20 minutes or so, is going to post up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com the article that I put together, you know, the opening letter from the publisher of why we're putting this publication out and breaking down the fact that we're dealing with a lot of new forms of censorship in the internet. And this is our answer to the internet kill switch. And I'm going to break that down at the bottom of the next hour. We have a guest coming on who's written a very powerful book, Fool Me Twice. Aaron Klein breaks down from Obama's own think tanks what they're planning if he gets in. Of course, that'll tell us what Romney's planning, too, because they're all run by the same people. But this is what Obama is planning if he gets back into office. Then I had, of course, Webster Tarpley on last week for an hour and 45 minutes on the nightly news to break down what he thinks will happen if Romney gets in. And, you know, Tarpley, it was a big enemy of Obama, saying he was a total globalist, accurately predicting what Obama did do. He was saying last week that it's Romney who's going to get in now, and that look out, because everybody's going to go to sleep, and they're going to ram through their agenda. And sure enough, you saw Newsweek yesterday saying, hit the road. He actually said, but guys, you pull that up. I'm going from memory. It said, hit the road, right? It said it's time for a new president. Hit the road. It says, hit the road, Barack. Yeah. That's such a shocking headline. All the time I say stuff and it feels like a lie because it's so wild. I mean, all the time I think about talking about some of our accomplishments or something, and I go, I better not do that. It just sounds like a lie. You know what I mean? Well, it's the same thing with this. I'm like, did it really say hit the road, Barack Obama? And I'm like, guys, check that. And they pull it up, and they go, yeah. That's how fast they are. Talk about quick draw in there on the Internet. In fact, put it up on screen when you get a chance. If you're a radio listener, and you hear me say put it on screen, this or that, all you have to do is go watch us at prisonplanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. And we've got streaming video for the three-hour radio show. It really is a TV show, multimedia, and then the nightly news. Hit the road, Barack. Why we need a new president? By Ferguson. So very, very incendiary-type comments for Newsweek. I don't think I've ever seen Newsweek or Time, even with Republicans, that they claim to hate, come out with something like that. I mean, this is incredible. Again, we're seeing all of these things that you don't normally see happening, telling you we're moving towards a flashpoint. And that happens throughout history, where more happens in just a year or two period than happened in the previous 20, 30. It's those flashpoints in history. And my gut, my intellect, my research, other researchers' intellect, your gut, I know most of my listeners are pretty concerned. Everybody can feel, kind of like mice know a day before a tornado comes, that something's coming. I mean, is it magnetic? Well, they've proven mice and fish and other animals have these little magnetic sensors in their brain, cells. That's how hummingbirds can fly to Connecticut and fly to Guatemala back. I was looking in a bird book this morning because I'm all the birds, and we got some hummingbird feeders. I saw a hummingbird I hadn't seen before, so I looked it up, and it turns out it's a hummingbird that goes as far north as Wisconsin and then flies back to Guatemala. It hatches as a baby and knows where to fly to the same place and then fly back. Just amazing. And that's done with the magnetic field of the Earth. They've done tests where they've... I'm digressing. If you just joined us, ladies and gentlemen, Netanyahu determined to attack Iran before U.S. elections, claims Israel's Channel 10. WorldNet Daily says when Israel strikes Iran in October. Let's get Joe Farah on. I know he has a lot of big sources there in D.C. And so I'll have to get Farah, pop in for 30 minutes maybe next week, give us his breakdown on that. And we're going to be going over that. Also, war with Iran appears more imminent. New American, BBC, Obama warns Syria chemical weapons may spark U.S. action. And we've been saying for 3 weeks or so, a false flag, where al-Qaeda launches the chemical attack, they say Assad's done it, and then NATO has to attack. Well, that's what they're now saying, so look out. We're going to be breaking all of this down and more. Russia and China warn West against Syrian intervention. They're already sending in jihadis out of Turkey. We've got a bunch of other news here. Also, the nanny state is out of control. Cover this in the third hour. Cops interrogate family for allowing kids to play outside. Well, I mean, I've seen this with CPS all over the country. Children playing in fenced backyards. CPS comes and calls it neglect, even though the mother's watching them out of the window. Let me tell you something. When I was a kid, I ran around everywhere. And statistically, things are a little more dangerous than they were in the 50s, 60s, or 70s, but not as dangerous as they were in the 80s or 90s. I mean, this is just a joke. And then it's always the government that claims they're going to take your kids to keep them safe when they're the most dangerous group for your children to be in their clutches. And not just here, but in Russia and other places. The orphanages are veritable hell pits, but going to be getting into that. Russian woman kills elderly neighbor with her bra, Associated Press. The answer is obvious, ban bras. And I'm going to cover this, too, in the third hour. In fact, at the start of the third hour, I'll get into this. ADL implies Alex Jones inspired inspiration behind Louisiana cop killings. And I'm going to have a message directly to the Anti-Defamation League coming up at 8 after in the third hour. Okay, let's go through calls now. Let's go to Randy in Ohio. Thanks for holding. What is your view on the geopolitical things happening? I mean, do you think we're on the edge of oblivion, or is everything going to be just fine?
Well, Alex, you know, you look at it in the fact of – good talking to you today, by the way. You look at it in the fact of our intervention in Syria right now. And the dominoes are starting to fall. You look at Tunisia. You look at Egypt. Basically, what we're doing is a big resource grab in order to move into Iran. So once that Syria falls, we can build a pipeline from northern Iraq into Syria so we can do shipping routes to the Mediterranean Sea. So if they do try to close down the Strait of Hormuz, we have a shipping route to circumvent that, which will allow us our access to Iran without interrupting shipping.
Give me yes, yes, that. Yes, that's the grand chessboard, Zbigniew Brzezinski. But when we say we're paying for it. Just like we paid back in the 70s and 80s to put in the big drilling rigs and oil pipelines, but 20% of the oil of Alaska is allowed to be shipped to the West Coast. The rest of it, per agreement, is shipped to Japan and China. So again, we go pay. It'd be one thing if we were going there to steal the oil. Because I hear good old boys all the time go, hey, we need that oil. I'll admit it. We're going to come take your oil. You're lucky we don't glass parking lot you with some hydrogen bombs, boy. Well, I mean, here's the deal. The globalists hate good old boys even more than they hate Arabs. I mean, if you actually compared the average Muslim to a good old boy in, say, East Texas, they're a lot more similar than some, you know, globalist, eugenicist, fake liberal. You know, I mean, they want guns, you know, they're into freedom, you know, basic freedom. And again, I'm not even defending some of the Muslim sects out there. The point is that this isn't our empire. I always say we're in Iraq, we're in Afghanistan. No, we're not. Our captured military under globalist control. It'd be like if Hitler took over France in 1941. You know, if Hitler took over France, and he had the Vichy French and the police, the military, were already been paid off by him, so they just basically stood down. And then if Hitler would have sent French legions, which he actually did have some French battle groups, off to fight a war, it's not the French military off fighting the war. It's collaborators. So this is a banker globalist system, and we've got to get those definitions in our mind. It is not our military is not growing opium in Afghanistan. Our captured soldiers who are under mind control, cultural mind control, and who don't even know who they're fighting for, are over there growing the opium to ship it all over the world. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Go ahead and make your point.
No, I agree with you, but I don't agree with the timeline of October. It's not going to be an October surprise because we have to secure Syria in order to secure the pipeline routes. So we're probably looking at an attack with Iran feasibly within the next year or two. It won't be this year, because we don't have Syria under control yet.
Well, that's right. They need to knock Syria out first, and that's why they wanted the Al-Qaeda to be able to have secured the job and get down to the important business of murdering all the Christians and Jews and minority Muslim groups, because the Peace Prize president said so, and it's so loving. But that's why they could attack and bombard Damascus with a peace bombardment like Libya any time now. Sounds like are you in the military?
I am not, no.
Well,
I've researched a lot about this and about pipelines and pipeline politics that are going on, that have been going on with our country, and the different I mean, people say the Cold War is over, but it's not over. I mean, we're in a resource grab, and we're in a race against China and Russia right now.
That's what I just said. We are not in a race, though. Look, they tell the generals. The generals get up there on C-SPAN at these Army and Navy and Marine Corps War College events. Air Force has events, and they say, we work for Wall Street. Wall Street's doing a great job dominating. We're getting resources for our people. Let me explain something. The globalists work to make sure we don't get our resources. We're already would be self-sufficient. Globalism is about not letting countries be self-sufficient. That's why they want that oil over there, so China and Iran and India and Russia can't get their own resources and develop themselves. The bankers don't want anybody developed, sir. They want everybody under their control. So I agree with what you're saying in generality, but I don't agree with you going back to the thing saying we're in a resource grab. The globalists strategically have moved to China. That's the real future. When they're done with us, China's going to be the center of the world, okay? And China has been positioned to get, I said 95%, because my mind automatically ratchets down. It's 98.7% of all rare earth minerals. Look it up. Guys, just type in 98% of rare earth minerals controlled or mined by China are dominated by China. Okay? That's what's going on here. Okay? And the globalists position themselves. Ted Turner, Marie Strong, the British royalty, the Rothschilds, all of them, the Rockefellers, everything's in China now. China, 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 China. For a lot of different strategic reasons. They can leverage out anybody's competition with cheaper goods. They'll follow a one-child policy. They do what the globalists say. That's because our government put Mao Zedong in power in 49. That's been declassified. Okay, the communist Chinese are in bed with the globalists, who they then plan to double-cross what's left of the United States. I'm sorry, I appreciate your call. Very interesting points. I'm ranting here. Who's up next here? Jason in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
General Jones, God bless you. How you doing today?
I'm all right, brother. What's on your mind?
Good, good. I got my rabble-rouser next to me here. I'm drinking it, and it's some good stuff, brother. I love it.
For those that don't know, tell them what a rabble-rouser is.
It's an Alex Jones special. It's a tangy tangerine, one scoop of tangy tangerine, and a pollen burst, and it rules.
Well, thank you so much for supporting us by getting that at InfoWarsHealth.com, and thank you so much for calling into the broadcast. What's on your mind?
Okay, real quick, because I'm off topic. Alex, I pray to you, please, go to HomelandSecurityUS.com. It's Doug Hagman's site, okay? Fourth thing down on the main page, right in the center column, there's an article entitled Christianity and Gun Owners in the Crosshairs, Chilling Tactic Exposed, okay? It's an article about what happened to me. I started a radio show myself recently, and I did a broadcast on August 7th, okay? One of my buddies heard the broadcast, and I talked about how I didn't like Obama, I think that the hammer's probably coming down pretty soon, and I picked up some firearms recently. Alex, the next day, August 8th, I was sitting in my home, and I got a call from a cop. And he said to me, Jason, I'd like you to come out on your porch for a second to talk to you. So this is what he says to me, Alex. He says, all right, so here's the thing. You have to come with us. I said, sir, what is this about? He said, my friend from New York called and said that he was concerned about me and was worried about me. So this is what happened. He 302'd me. He called the CMC, and under law 302 in the code, which is a mental defect.
No. That's what they do now is they take any comment about the hammer's coming down, I'm going to get some firearms, and they spin that you're going to kill yourself. This is this new mental illness thing. They had a Marine who said some similar things, and they came and put him in a mental institution. So what happened to you?
Okay, so this is what happened, Alex. I was in a CMC hospital in Scranton for 20 hours. They marched in, you know, the social worker, the psychologist. The first thing that the psychologist asked me, are you ready for this? Do you intend to hurt the president, number one? I said, absolutely not, sir. I'm a Christian. Okay, number two, do you intend on making bombs and blowing people up? I said, absolutely not, sir. I'm a Christian. He said, very good, because he was an Indian. Very good, you look like religious men. I said, thank you, sir. So I was in there 20 hours, and Alex, they weren't going to let me go unless I, number one, agreed to get rid of my firearms, number two, I agreed to go to counseling, and number three, that I immediately call somebody to prove that I have a support system.
Yeah, what they do is they extrajudicially, off of your free speech, induct you in there, you act friendly, then they get you to waive all your rights and agree that you have mental problems to then go pay to have quack drug-pushing psychiatrists claim that you have mental illnesses, all because you said the hammer's coming down. You're saying on a radio show you said this?
Yes, I started.
Well, sir, this is a First Amendment issue. Secret police, this is Soviet style, have grabbed you. Now, I'm going to need to get Hagman on anyways about a bunch of other issues, but it's the fourth story down, you're saying?
Yes.
Christians and gun owners in the crosshairs, chilling, tagging, exposed. I want to, guys, print that for me. I want to post that at Infowars.com right now so everybody can find it easily. And I was already, like, yesterday going to tell Dude to get Hagman on. So let's get Hagman on today, the Nightly News. I'm also going to interview Jakari Jackson, our new incredible reporter, who's now moved here officially. And so has Dan Badani, doing an amazing job helping produce the radio show and run stuff there, and as a reporter. I'm going to interview Dan Badani tomorrow. I tell you what, sir, we're going to look at your story. Give us your name and number right now off air, and we need to talk about this. Wow, you know what? I said I'd get to all these other callers. You know what? Stay there. I want to hear the rest of the story. And then we'll go to everybody else, but a radio talk show host arrested for saying, wow.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
All over the world, children are hand scanning and face scanning to buy and sell to be able to get cafeteria food or to check out books. And when parents say they think it's the mark of the beast and don't like it, they're called conspiracy theorists. See, if you don't like TSA grabbing your genitals, they call you a conspiracy theorist. It's like if you say you don't like strawberry milkshakes, you like chocolate ones, having an opinion is now a conspiracy theory. Like, hey, I don't think we should have checkpoints on the highways. Whatever, conspiracy theorist. Meanwhile, world government is being thrown openly in our face. Now, by the way, I've scanned over this article now, and we're going to get Mr. Hagman on. I'm posting this article at Infowars.com and linking over to it. It's also in Canadian Free Press. Christianity and gun owners in the crosshairs, chilling tactic exposed. That's a great headline, but I'm changing it to thought police kidnap talk show host. Because if cops are banging on my door, I'd say, what's the emergency? And they said, we need you to come out here and talk to us. I would then say to them, well, what's it about? And they said, well, it's about your comments on your talk show about, you know, guns and the hammers coming down. Well, yeah, I clearly was saying this country's collapsing and we all need to get guns to protect ourselves. That's in national surveys. Number one reason to buy guns. Let me call on the local talk radio right now and I'll also call 911. And yeah, they might try to have a big standoff and a big event. At least the police will be there. There'll be news. You can come out and say, hey, charge me with a crime. Instead, they take you to an extrajudicial situation. And then now they're trying to induct you into agreeing to go to their classes and sign agreements saying you're mentally ill and give up your guns. When, yes, I think everyone should buy guns because all over the country, I mean, I saw a story 2 years ago where Oakland, California, their crime rate has exploded since then, said, we're not going to respond to 30 crimes, including robbery. You name it. All over the country, I see them lay off 20, 30, 40, 50, 60% of the cops. Some areas are getting rid of all of them. And, yeah, we need guns to protect ourselves for a deteriorating society. And the hammer, it looks like, could be brought down against the American people. My gosh, we've got army manuals that are public where they say they're going to arrest us for our speech. And they're trying everywhere. I mean, I've talked to so much family and friends where people at a cookout will say, I hate Obama. They ought to throw him out of this country. Boom, Secret Service next day, in their face. We want your guns. You know what? Secret Service comes around here. I'm like, look, you're the guys that helped kill Kennedy. Just get out of my office. And I do. I tell them that. I'm not going to look, the ADL's out here saying, you know, that I'm and others that I'm going to promote violence or cause violence, not offensive violence, but I will defend myself. They want to start a civil war. They can't win politically. Our ideas are winning. They're panicking. Sir, do you agree that you were basically coerced with a guy, you know, with a gun, basically kidnapped into going down there with them?
Yeah, Alex, I mean, that's pretty much the best way to put it. I mean, the way I thought was this, Alex, you know, I had the
choice. Yeah, have you told folks your name? You want to tell people your name and your talk show and what happened?
Well, I appreciate that opportunity, yeah, and I was going to mention the website. Just go, the website is revelationnews.net. That's my website.
Oh, I've seen your site. Yeah, you've got a popular talk show. So now they could come here. I've said, hey, they're getting ready to drop the hammer on us. We need guns to protect ourselves. I mean, are they going to come here? Are they going to? This is a group that ships guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. I'm so sick of it. Wow. Again, tell people your name.
My name's Jason Erock, but I just want everybody to listen to the August 7th broadcast, okay? It's the last one on the Blog Talk Radio widget at the bottom. You tell me, Alex, if I said anything that warranted this, all right, brother?
Well, listen, you need to sue them for violating your civil rights, trying to coerce you out of your Second Amendment, especially if you don't have a criminal record, okay? This is the psych police. This is the thought police.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com.
This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.